From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello, everyone. Once again, you're very welcome to our gospel program. Our aim is to teach the Word of God systematically and set forth the claims of the gospel to our listeners. We are presently studying the Gospel of John, and today we will look at verses 4 to 11 of chapter 14. We usually play an old-fashioned hymn, but just before I do so, let me invite you to join with me again tonight at 9 o'clock. We will be continuing our series of studies from Matthew chapter 16, the verse 26, "For what is a man profited, if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" The series of studies is entitled "Something Worth the World and More." Now here is our hymn. It's the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet, singing, "O Love That Wilt Not Let Me Go." Turning to John chapter 14, and it's the verses 4 to 11 we will be looking at. Our subject is entitled, "Jesus, the Way, the Truth, and the Life." The Saviour was ever being contradicted by his disciples. Here is but another example of this foolish and sinful practice. He says, "And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Verses 4 to 5. Let us observe, first of all, the limited understanding and knowledge of the Saviour's disciples. Their knowledge was so clouded that at times they did not recognize just how much they did know. This is just such an occasion. The Saviour's assessment of the knowledge of the disciples had to be true and accurate. But at the same time, Philip's assertion had also a grain of truth in it, even though he was contradicting what the Saviour said. There is no doubt that the degree of knowledge possessed by the disciples before the day of Pentecost was very small compared to that which they enjoyed after the Holy Spirit was poured out upon them. Their understanding of the Saviour's person, his purpose in coming into the world, and his death on the cross as the substitute of his people was shallow indeed until their enjoyment of the grace and power of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. But though we may rightly consider their knowledge as small, they possessed so much more knowledge than the Jewish nation generally, and the leaders of the Jews in particular. The Pharisees and the scribes utterly rejected that which Christ taught about himself, and so they were in utter darkness. Furthermore, the disciples possessed a vastly superior knowledge to that of the world generally. The nations of the world lay in blackness concerning God, while the disciples of the Saviour, for all their limitations, knew and loved and followed the Son of God, the Redeemer of men. The truth is, you see, the disciples knew more than they realized. They did know the way to heaven, and furthermore were traveling that way. Christian, we must never think that because we do not know all things, we know nothing. Secondly, note that Christ gave himself a most enlightening title here. He calls himself the Way, the Truth, and the Life. There is only one way to heaven, and that way is by Jesus Christ. I believe that it will soon be illegal to state this truth publicly, for it will be deemed insulting to those who follow religions other than Bible Christianity. It must be stated, however, that there is no salvation in the gods followed by those who reject the Bible. There is no salvation in Allah, or in Buddha, or in any other religious entity. Christ is the only way to heaven. His death at the cross provides the only redemption from sin. We must preach that truth, no matter what penalties men may impose upon us for preaching it. Furthermore, the Lord Jesus is the truth. There is no truth outside of Christ's word. Everything else is a lie. We concur with what Peter said on one occasion. Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. John chapter 6 and the verse 68. No other so-called holy book has the truth. Truth is to be found in the Bible alone. The Bible is truth. All other writings leave you in darkness, but the entrance of the words of the Bible giveth light. Psalm 119 and the verse 130. Christ says that he is the life. Man by nature is spiritually dead. He possesses no life within his soul. Christ came to bring about a spiritual resurrection within the sinner and to give him life. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John chapter 11, the verse 25. This threefold title that Christ gives to himself sums up Christianity. Christ is the way. We must come to God by him alone. He is the truth. We must believe on him alone. He is the life. We can live by him alone. The Saviour makes this very clear when he says, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Oh, how exclusive is Christianity! We did not make it so. God declares it to be so. Finally, notice with me that the Saviour teaches us that if we know him, we know the Father also. Philip makes a request for that which many have desired throughout the ages. Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Verse 8. Please note the Saviour's answer. Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake." Verses 9 to 11. What the Saviour means by these words is stated elsewhere in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. There it states that Christ is the brightness of the Father's glory and the express image of the Father's person. He who has looked on Christ has seen the Father, for Christ is the shining forth of the Father's glory, the express, the exact image of his person. Christ is one with the Father. As we close, may I ask you today, if you are on your way to heaven by trusting in the truth of Christ alone, do you have his life within your soul as a result of believing his truth as it is revealed in the Bible? This is a vital question, and it is vital that you answer it honestly. May you be able to say, "Yes, yes, I am on my way to heaven, for I, by faith, have rested on Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross for my salvation." This is the truth of God, my friends. May you receive it and believe it today. Join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.